Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going after a very specific drum and bass feeling, rag-infused chaos that's still controlled. Think relentless amen break on top, and bass wobble underneath that feels rude, wide, and alive, but it never steals the punch from the kick, the crack from the snare, or the space for vocal chops. And we're doing this in Ableton Live 12 as a beginner, using mostly stock tools, with one main goal, balance. Not just make the bass louder, but make it sit right, every time. All right. Let's set the scene. First, set your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. I'll pick 172, because it's a sweet spot for jungle and ragga DNB. Now create two tracks. Track A is Amen. That's your break loop, or your chopped break. If you don't have an actual Amen, any classic break works. The important part is that the kick and snare transients are crisp. Those are what we're going to protect. Track B is Bass. Make this a MIDI track. Before we even touch sound design, here's a coach move that will save you later. Gain staging. Pull your bass track, or eventually your bass group, down so your master output is not slammed. With the Amen playing, aim for your master peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. This gives you headroom so EQ and sidechain decisions are obvious. When everything's already loud, your ears lie to you. Now let's build a wobble bass source. On the bass MIDI track, load Waveatable. Keep it simple. For oscillator 1. Choose a saw-style wave, nothing too fancy. Set unison to 2. Just a little width, not a super saw wall. Oscillator 2 can be a sign if you want a touch of weight, but we're going to handle the real sub separately. So don't stress this. Turn on the filter. Choose LP24, that nice steep low pass. Set the filter drive around 10 to 20% for a bit of bite. Put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. We're about to modulate it. Now the wobble. In Waveatable, take LFO1 and map it to the filter cutoff. Set the amount around 20 to 40%. Beginners tend to overdo this, so start smaller than you think. Set the LFO rate to 1/8 for a classic wobble. If you want it chatterer, try 1/16. Use a sine or triangle shape to start. Those are smooth and musical. Here's a very jungle trick that instantly sounds intentional. Automate the LFO rate so it changes across the bar, like 1/8 for a bit. Then 1/16 for a little hype moment, then back to 1/8. That call and response movement is all over ragga and jungle. Cool. Now we're going to do the most important balancing move in this whole lesson. Split the bass into sub and mid. Right-click your bass track and group it. That's Control or Command G. Now inside the group, we're going to make two layers. Duplicate the instrument track so you have one called SUB and one called MID. Let's build the SUB chain first, because this is the part that makes the whole mix feel expensive and solid. On sub, you want a clean sign. Honestly, operator is perfect for this. Load operator, use a sine wave, and keep it simple and stable. The sub does not need to wobble wildly. The sub's job is chest hit and consistency. Add a Q8 on SUB. Low pass it around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We only want the low fundamentals. If it feels muddy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono, always. That's your rule. Sub stays mono. If you want an extra consistency trick later, you can add a limiter on SUB with a ceiling like minus 6 dB, just catching 1 to 2 dB on peaks. Not for loudness, just to stop certain notes from jumping out and messing up the balance. Now the MID layer. This is where the wobble lives. This is where the attitude lives. This is also where most beginner mixes get muddy if we don't control it. On mid, keep your Waveatable wobble patch. Put EQ8 at the very top of the MID chain. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Steep slope, 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable. This is what stops your mid wobble from fighting your sub and causing that blurry whoop low end. Now add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Great for DNB. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And here's the teacher note. Match the output level. When you bypass saturator, it should sound different, not just louder. If it's louder, you'll always think it's better and you'll overdistort. If you want extra modern Live 12 flavor, add roar after saturator, but go easy. Drive maybe 10 to 25%. Tone slightly darker. Ragga bass likes weight. Too much bright fizz will fight the break's brightness and make your ears tired. At this point, you should have ASUB that's boring but powerful and AMID that's moving, gritty, and readable on small speakers. Now we make the bass obey the break. This is the controlled chaos part. We're going to sidechain so the kick and snare transients stay sharp, and a bass breathes with the amen instead of smearing it. First, sidechain the mid to the amen. On mid, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to amen. Now set your compressor basics. Ratio, somewhere between 3:1 and 5:1. Attack, 2 to 10 milliseconds. That lets a tiny bit of bass poke through, but it won't step on the transient. Release, 60 to 140 milliseconds. This is where the groove lives. Now lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the break hits, listen carefully. You want the break to feel clearer, but you don't want the bass to sound like it's vanishing. It should feel like it's tucking behind the drums. Sidechain timing tip. Because this is the part people guess at. If the bass feels like it stumbles or never comes back, your release is too long. If the kick and snare don't pop, your attack is too slow. A quick method. Set release short, then lengthen it until the groove starts to roll. Then back off slightly. That usually lands you right in the pocket. Now sidechain the sub. If you want simple, sidechain sub to the amen too, but keep it gentle. Ratio 2:1 to 3:1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Sub ducking should be subtle indeed NB. We're not doing big house pumping. If you want better control, create a ghost kick trigger. Make a new MIDI track called Ghost Kick. Put a short kick sample on it, even just a clicky one, and program it where you want the bass to duck. Usually on your main kick hits. Then sidechain the sub compressor from that ghost kick instead of the full amen. This is how you keep jungle chaos on top, but make the low end feel modern and intentional. Alright, now we do some quick EQ balancing against the amen so the two parts don't wrestle. On the amen track, at EQ 8, if it's boxy, cut around 250 to 450 Hz a couple dB. If it's harsh, dip around 6 to 9 Khz gently. If it lacks snap, a small careful boost around 2 to 4 khc can bring the crack forward. Just don't turn it into sandpaper. Now on the bass group, after both layers, add another EQ8. If the bass is masking the snare body, try dipping around 180 to 220 hc by 1 to 3 dB. If the whole mix feels like mush, a gentle dip in the 300 to 600 hc area can clear it up. The goal here is not thinness. The goal is that the snare speaks while the bass still feels huge. Now let's handle stereo, because this is where people accidentally destroy their low end. On mid, add utility, set width to something like 110 to 150%. Don't go crazy. If you go huge, it'll sound impressive until you hit mono and the bass disappears. Then to keep the lows disciplined, you have two beginner-friendly options. Option 1. Use utility's bass mono feature on the MID chain. Turn it on and set the frequency around 150 to 250 Hz. That keeps anything below that essentially mono, while your upper movement stays wide. Option 2. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode and high pass the sides around 150 to 250 Hz. Same concept. Stereo stays out of the low range. And remember, sub stays at width 0%. Always. Now we add that raga amen energy with arrangement moves. This is how you get chaos without losing the mix. First move, bar-based wobble phrasing. Over 4 bars, do something like this. Bars 1 and 2, LFO rate at 1/8. Bar 3, speed up to 1/16 for hype. Bar 4, close the filter slightly and maybe even do a quick stop, so the drums get a moment to flex. That little bit of phrasing makes your bass feel like it's talking. Second move. Call and response with mutes. Mute the bass for a quarter bar or even half a bar before a drop or vocal chop. Let the amen and vocals carry for a second, then slam the bass back in. That space reads as energy. It's one of the oldest jungle tricks and it still works every time. Third move, subtle drop reinforcement. On the bass group, add drum bus very lightly. Drive around 2 to 5. Boom at 0 to 10%, but be careful. Boom can mess with your low-end plan fast. Use it for density, not for extra sub. Now, quick verification checks, because we're training your ears, not just building a chain. Put spectrum on the bass group and on the amen track. Solo the bass briefly and look. Your sub energy should be concentrated below about 90 to 120 Hz, and the mid layer should dominate above that. Then put utility on the master and hit mono occasionally. If the bass thins out a lot, your mid is too wide, or you've got facey stereo effects living too low. Also do a readless/B test. In session view, make two scenes. Scene A, no sidechain. Scene B, sidechain on. Flip between them while the break loops. You're listening for, the drums are clearer without the bass feeling smaller. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to dodge. Don't wobble the sub too much. The sub should be stable. Don't forget the high pass on the mid. That's where mod comes from. Don't overwiden. If it disappears in mono, it's not actually big. Don't sidechain too extreme. DNB wants a roll, not obvious pumping. And don't use tons of distortion before you've planned your EQ and gain. Distort, then EQ, and always level match. Now your mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 10 to 15 minutes. Load an Amen loop at 172 BPM and loop 8 bars. Build the SUB sine mono layer and the MID wobble high pass layer. Set sidechain so MID ducks about 3 to 6 dB from the Amen, and SUB ducks 1 to 3 dB from either the Amen or a ghost kick. Then make two automation lanes over those 8 bars, wobble rate changes, and a slight filter cutoff lift on bars 5 through 8. Export a quick bounce and listen on headphones, on laptop speakers to see if the mid reads, and in mono to confirm the sub stays strong. If you want an extra real jungle check, turn the Amen up 1 to 2 dB. If your bass disappears, don't add more sub. Add mid definition, like a gentle boost around 700 HC to 1.5K HC on the MID layer, and keep it subtle. Recap time. Split bass into SUB and MID so the wobble doesn't wreck low-end control. Keep SUB mono and stable. Let MID do the wobble and the grit, but high-pass it and keep stereo out of the lows. Use sidechain so the MN transients cut through without losing bass weight. And use phrasing and little dropouts to get that regga jungle chaos without turning your mix into soup.